It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. Now the host of our weekly program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're doing this program a day early on Wednesday, May 15th. We're recording it at 8:57 in the morning. And here with me and you is Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the Public Affairs Specialist for the City. Breakfast with the Mayor.
Yes, Breakfast with the Mayor happened this morning. Mayor Gillage spoke to a large crowd here at the food court at the Edgewater Mall regarding things that are going on in the city, including the upcoming reunion at the Union, which is this Friday.
Friday at 4:06 p.m., what we're doing is formally commemorating the reopening of Howard Avenue to two-way traffic with on-street parking. And the big thing about that is this is going to allow an opportunity for people to experience what old Biloxi used to be like in downtown Biloxi, and then what the future promise is. This is going to be May 17th, Friday at 4:06 p.m. at the corner of Magnolia and Howard. The city's going to set up a stage there. Nick Matina, longtime co-owner of the Upstairs Downstairs, is putting together a band. His original band, William, used to be called the Checkmates. This band is called the Outpatient Band. So it'll all be an interesting gathering, 4:06 p.m. Cecilia, one of the things I was worried about with this gathering that we've been talking about for a couple of months now is that we had the air show happen, and then we went right into, you know, the Officer McKeithen shooting, the funeral, and everything else. And John Miller's just done a remarkable job, as has all of the members of the police department through these tumultuous times.
Yes, he definitely has. Yeah, I was actually looking around for him. He has. It's been a hard week for John Miller, a long week, a long 2 weeks, I guess you could say, like you said, with the air show, coming off the air show, and then coming up with this tragedy with McKeithen. But had a nice service on Monday, a great turnout from the community and support from everybody. John Miller did a great job with helping the family the best he could, and his speech during the service of McKeithen.
Yeah, he delivered a great eulogy, and William, I know you were appreciating the fact that it was such an emotional time for the entire community.
You know, one of the things that caught my eye was leaving from the church, which was a tremendous, I can't even begin to put it into words, but if you watched on WLOX, you know what I mean. But that ride from the church to the gravesite would take your breath away, and for some people actually would choke you up, because all along the I-110 and the I-10 and the streets and the beach, there were people after people after people, rows, children coming out with signs, etc. And one of the unique dynamics, and I guess, in this area you're used to it, but it was very prolific. Yes, they blocked the streets, the police did, for us who had to travel in the procession. On the opposite lane, there was no police, so you could keep rolling, and they stopped dead. They stopped dead on 10 and on I-10. That's called real community respect, and respect for what was happened.
It really was, and you're right. We see that so often, and so many people take it for granted, but it's such a sign of tremendous respect, and in this case, support for our law enforcement community. But Cecilia, the thing that we've been trying to be sensitive to is we've got a lot of things going on in Biloxi right now, and it's just been an emotional roller coaster ride to go from the air show and then that tragedy and then the aftermath of that tragedy, and now we're looking at the fallen officer ceremony, which is going to be on Thursday morning. I think it's at 10 a.m. over at Lopez Quay.
It is, yeah, they do this every year to honor all the fallen officers in the city of Biloxi, and we now have 5 fallen officers. So they do a very nice ceremony. It's open to the public, again, like Vincent said, 10 a.m. at the Lopez Quay Public Safety Center off Porter Avenue, so you can come out and support the fallen and attend that ceremony.
It's right there on the front steps, which is going to be feet away, of course, from where Officer McKeithen met his demise. And then, of course, on Friday, we go right into the event on Howard Avenue, reunion at the Union. And now, as he's headed out of Edgewater Mall, we want to stop Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillage. What is this? Oh, he's even holding up the T-shirt for our webcast audience, our viewing audience. What's the deal with slot machines returning to Howard Avenue?
Well, there were slot machines everywhere on Howard Avenue.
Okay.
And of those, of that flavor, you'll be able to have the opportunity to bring your nickels and bring your dimes, because that's where you're going to be able to experience that. People, the generations of people who haven't experienced the mechanical wonders of that, of those kinds of machines that were here, you know, from the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s.
So this is almost like a line from Casablanca, you know, gambling, I'm shocked.
You're shocked? Why would you be shocked? Well, no, absolutely, because you're just a baby. That's why.
So what about these people? Are they going to be gambling in our downtown area? What if they hit a jackpot? The gaming commission's going to call you.
They can hit a jackpot, but they won't get paid. So it's not gambling, right?
So where's all the money going
to
go?
Well, what do you think? How about the Sanger? We'll give everything we need to the Sanger.
So. You've talked a little bit about the Sanger this morning. That is just a really big task to go through.
Well, it's big if you want to do it like, you know, well, we need to try to get the structure solid and watertight. And we've got, I think, about $3 million to do, which we're short, but we'll get that million. I'm not afraid. But anyway, that's what'll happen, you know, hopefully this year. And
now, we're talking about the Sanger, but Cecilia, correct me if I'm wrong, there's actually work going on over there right now.
Yeah, they've been, it's actually been a process that's been going on for a while. They've been gathering up all the information. It's such an old building. They had to gather up a lot of information. There wasn't very good records on what the building was actually constructed of, and then the way it looks for them to put it back to as original as they can. So they've been working on that, and then work is going to start soon, I believe, hopefully on the fly tower, which is the large tower in the back. There's a lot of corroding of the metal beams that hold up that part, yeah, the structure. And also, you know, from the outside, you can see there's, breakage kind of in the bricks and everything like that. So.
Oh, right. Let me add, I think the construction you're talking about is between the alleyway. There's about a 20-foot alleyway that we're going to actually put back as brick. But that's going to, you know, enable the construction, you know, the subsurface water and sewer from the Bark Building in between the Sanger. There's an alley, although the initial from Raynor Street is a little small entrance area, but there's about 24 foot of alleyway that we're going to utilize and tie all the infrastructure, the subsurface stuff, through that part.
In all sincerity, as we close out this show, what do you have as a message to the people of Biloxi with this roller coaster ride we've been through with the air show and all the preparations for the air show, and then the cancellation on Saturday, and then the Officer McKeithen shooting, then we come into breakfast with the mayor, we've got the police department fallen officer, the Howard Avenue thing, there's just a lot going on.
That's right, and if I were a flight attendant, I would say, put your seatbelts on, put your tray tables in up, and lock position, because we're on a ride.
Well, pretty much every emotion, would you say? The entire spectrum.
I would say that.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
You've been listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.